don't know really.
Pardon?
I don't know really. No, Claire's gone to sleep. Right, is she? Her lunch back, I think. She's going to eat it. It's wrapped. All right. Do you want anything else? Don't go make a noise. What's wrong with that? I don't think any of them have been very well this week. It's probably been about the best. Can't be very well. I should be wanting to be outside trying a record.
want to do then this afternoon? Yes, if you like. Better next week. You won't be sending her off to Isle of Wight like this, do you? Have a good big blow. Well, she's quite still quite stuffed up, isn't she? Oh, I'd like to see you just lying there. No, I'll put that back. I thought she'd have something, but she didn't want anything. She'd have a cup of tea. Yeah. She won't have a cup of tea on its own. She was quite pleased with her t-shirt. Seen it? She can wear it for tap over her leotard. So we bought one. They said, oh, you know, you want a fairly big one. So they sold a large child. It looked all right across here when they got it home. She tried it on. It was nearly down to her knees. When we opened it up, it was an age 9 to 11. Amy says, I can't go in this. So we had to go back and sort it for 7 to 8. To 10 was far too big. They said, well, they have them loose. Yes, but Amy says they don't have them right down there.
Where do you get them from?
Well, there was a sale at the... Yeah. Some second-hand stuff.
Did the last get sold?
No.
It didn't?
No, I mean, I think you just leave it there and next time it comes out again. I don't know how much gets sold. It's all a bit of a... I mean, there's no room. It's only a very small ante room, isn't it?
Oh, it's in there.
Yeah, because the lessons are going on in there. So it's all very, you know, on top of each other. And I mean, there's no point in the stuff sitting here if Amy's I mean, no point in me hanging on to the stuff, because if Amy's grown out of it, that's it, isn't it? Yeah. Arthur was saying some of the second-hand stuff at Bromley High is quite good.
Quite good?
Hmm.
Well,
there's a second-hand sale the day Claire goes to look round.
Yeah.
Feel like saying, well, if you're in charge of it, just keep. So set the Wolf at Claire aside. You'll have it.
It is a parent teacher thing.
Yes, PTA organise it. Chris has had to go to work 2 days this week.
Oh, actually. What, over half 7?
Well, she's just working in an office, so.
Yeah,
sounds as though they are a bit.
Do you want some?
You going to have another cup?
No.
Then they go for a month to. And Sue's going on a computing course for a day on the 10th of June. The day Claire goes to Isle of Wight. She doesn't want to bring them home.
Can't bring them home.
Well, she wanted me to take them and bring them home, but I said, look, you know, I've got. Claire's got to be at school for 8:30 on that Monday.
Yeah.
And I'd rather take Caroline because I think it would be good for her to have.
Yeah.
I can't get Catherine and Deborah and Caroline and Amy and Claire and all their luggage.
Well, she's going on a course to update herself on something.
Well, I'm not quite sure. It's run by the these agencies.
By an agency.
Whether it's showing her what's available or. So she thought she could probably get them to school if I bring them home.
Is that what you agree?
But I don't really want to be coping with Deborah and Catherine the day Claire goes off to Isle of Wight, don't
no.
She seems very keen to have a job. That box clean.
She seems keen to have a job.
Yeah.
Well,
she's going to cause a lot of problems, really. Easy.
Is John at work? Does he start on Monday?
I think he starts on the 10th. I think he starts that day. Yeah, I mean, lots of us could do with a microphone. Let's put well, Deborah's only just started school, so. Not so easy. It's in that shed at the bottom.
Is it?
Mm. I don't know how easy it is to get at it, but that's where it is. I noticed it when I was putting, you know, when I went in there for something a while ago. I didn't think we'd thrown it away. I'm just hoping this paper will go up a lot better. I mean, if this doesn't go up, I really don't, you know, I don't understand. Well, there aren't any other sorts of paper you can try. Yeah. Try ready-pasted, I've tried non-pasted. If I try non-vinyl, that's about the end of the... With end on paint, I think, if this doesn't go up. Paint with a board around. That's Amy. My pet, I don't like to see you like this. Say it's a good job we're not going to Joseph tonight. I think you're a bit hot. That's probably what's making you not feel very much. I think you've got a slight temperature, not a lot. Just a little bit. Do you think you can manage a drink of orange? We ought to drink something. It'll bring your temperature down and it'll help make you feel better. The only thing is to drink.
Can I please give us some orange?
You were better.
you were better. I mean, you weren't very well Thursday. You seemed better yesterday, didn't you? Try and drink it, because if you drink a bit, you could bring this temperature down. And you haven't got much of a temperature, but it's just slightly up. It's slightly warm. And, makes you feel very lethargic and miserable, doesn't it, with temperature? Oh, shame that you've just got your tennis racket. I thought you'd be out in the garden hitting it around. I'm just glad we aren't going. I mean, we could easily have had to go tonight. You feel just like going up to London, wouldn't you? Might be better next week. Bedroom, then you can see it. Nice seeing you, Paul. You didn't seem too bad this morning.
Thursday.
As soon as you go anywhere near these B&Q or home base, brings it on.
What?
B&Q and home base. Yes, I mean, you were better on. You perked up Thursday night, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you were alright yesterday. You were alright going round Bromley. You didn't really seem to have any awful after effects, did you?
Slowly.
I thought you were recovered. Well, if you don't get better at the beginning of the week, we'll have to take you and get you some antibiotics, because I don't want you ill.
What happens if I am on the island like this?
Well, they'd have to, I don't know, somebody would stay at the hotel with you, I expect. Well, hopefully you'll be alright. We just all seem to have got rather catarrh, don't we? And I've got it as well. I didn't feel very well on Tuesday or Thursday.
Feel better tomorrow than being on Monday.
Hope not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it ought to have gone by next week. It ought to be all right. If you're not better by sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have to go to the doctors. Get you some antibiotics.
Do you have antibiotics in water?
Yes. Well, sometimes it's medicine. Banana medicine. I feel a bit lethargic. I feel like I'm doing a lot. Yeah, I don't feel like going to London Zoo or anything. You know, anything strenuous, but otherwise I feel alright.
Have I been sick?
I don't know, you sort of half dozing, weren't you? Have another little bit of your drink. Amy, will you come read a bit of your book to me? Will you read a bit of your book? You have a rest. I mean, that's all you can do, really, isn't it? What a nuisance. Pardon?
Well, you've got the book, so.
No, we're on this one now. It's a derby. Well, it's grandstand all afternoon.
What's on grandstand?
Show jumping at 4:25. Motor racing.
Television on ITV.
Flying doctors, that show business, you've got to be joking. There's a Indian drama on BBC Two with English subtitles. It's in Hindi. Be interesting for half a sixpence. Oh, you probably quite like that. Let's see that. Kipps. Tommy Steele. You like to see that?
Reek of odicolo.
That's Tommy Steele.
Where's the book?
Here. He's a lot older than that now. Come on, you come read your book. Woof, woof. And they have to thresh it to get the actual bits of corn out of the middle of the seed. They don't want the husk.
In the heaps.
In the heaps.
Heaps of chaff.
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 That's what the outside of the grain of corn is called.
It looks quite hot, that.
It is, not the worst
thing. They found all the grains of wheat that needed for a good breakfast to finish.
Good breakfast to finish.
Off the meal, they ate some tushes.
Thistle.
Thistle.
Yeah, some thistle.
That's hard.
Seeds.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeds. hand.
Pink was?
Pink was a handsome bird. His cap.
His cap. His cap.
Was dull.
Dull.
His
cap was dull.
Blue. His back was brown and his chest was a lovely rosy brown there.
It's all pinky brown, isn't it?
He had bands. Of white of his wings.
On his wings.
And when he flew, he showed off more white feathers in his tail. A little hen chaffinch always keeps near to Pink. She was quite dark. She had no rosy breast and not a song worth. What's that say?
Not a song worth.
Worth singing. Pink took a very little boy
notice
of her. Who's Pink?
The chaffinch, isn't he? Why is
he called Pink? I didn't know Pink. He was called Pink. Hark! Winter came and it grew much colder. Snow fell and covered everything pink.
Covered everything pink?
And his friends could not find any of the seeds they liked to eat. They were hungry now and ate gladly. Gladly and
the
corn.
Crumbs.
And that kind people put out for them. They were expecting.
Especially
glad when people put out dishes of water. Why?
I suppose if everything's frozen over, they don't get any water, do they? It's a long story, that one.
Pink's beautiful feathers grew dull. What is that world
done? Well, he's probably not eating the right things.
And dirty in all the rain and fog. He longed for the bright spring days. At last the morning were light.
At last the mornings were lighter.
Lighter. The birds began to sing to each other. I believe winter has gone. Some of the days were quite warm and Pink started to practice the songs. He knew they were not very good at first. He had forgotten all the best bits. Then it really was spring. The apples orchard was in flower. Pink, pink, shouted the chaffinches to each other. Our pink was a say.
Was a lazy.
Lazy fellow. He could never get to his singing as early as the
blackbirds and thrushes.
Thrushes. But ever.
Even.
Even so, he was singing long before spring.
Sunrise.
He loved to sing. And from time to time,
all through
the day, his
call
rang out. Why does he have pink on it? That's why it's called pink.
That's why it's called pink, I think.
He loved bathing.
Bathing.
Bathing?
Well, it's called bathing, isn't it? You don't say, I'm going to have a bathing. I'm going bathing.
Bathing to the winter.
Did you find
fog?
Yes.
He made his feathers dirty,
So he looked
for one of those deep puddles made by the spring's rain. He dipped his head under and splashed. The water all over himself with his wings. Then he flew up into a tree to tidy his feathers and dry them in the sun. His feathers grew bright every day until his breast was a beautiful colour. Pink thought himself a very fine bird. He wanted a friend to admire him. And listened to his songs. He even thought of making a nest.
And that's some little babies, isn't he? Supposed to be. Well, that's the ladybird, and they're never so pretty as the men birds.
Any ladies?
No, not the birds.
Why?
It's always the men that have the pretty colours. You want to read this page?
One day he remembered the hen Chaffee thought
that
had flower.
That had. Flown
with him in the nest
in the
winter as
she
was dull, so she would admire his fine colours and did not sing much herself. So she would listen to him. She is a wife I want, Pink thought. The little hen was pleased. She too wanted to make a nest. Pink took her to the garden and showed her the rose arch. Look. Oh yes, that's it. Dear.
Not my dear.
My dear. He said, this seems a good place for a nest. Why does it seem a good place for a nest?
Don't think she thinks much of it.
Nobody.
Nodded.
Nobody.
She nodded.
Nodded, but looked at an apple tree over the hedge. The next day, They began to build the nest in the apple tree. Was that the apple tree?
No, it is the apple tree. I think that's the rose arch, but she didn't think that was such a good idea. And she was probably quite right.
Pardon?
She was probably quite right.
The little hen worked all day getting moss and wood and fine grass. These she put in a heap with where two branches met. She sat in the middle of it and pushed herself round and round. Soon the nest was slippery.
Was shaped
like a cup.
She brought
more moss still and pressed it into shape in the same way. Turning herself round and round.
Yes, you need.
That's good.
Mm.
I wish you wouldn't keep trying.
Turning
round and round like that, said Pink. You make me feel quite dizzy. Don't watch then, she answered.
Cheerfully.
Why don't you sit in the tree and sing to me when all the moss and was in place? The hen Chaffinch went to find horse hair from the lining. Lining the inside of the nest. What's that? To make it nice and comfortable.
To make it nice and soft, I should think.
It's beautiful, sang Pink. How well it shows up
against
the branches. Shows up, said Charles, his wife,
little scream. Doesn't want it to show up, does she?
Why?
Well, because then it will be obvious and cats might come up and get the eggs or something.
Scream. It must do.
It mustn't do that.
Do that.
She doesn't want it to show up.
Right, he looks a bit sad.
I don't think he's doing very much, do you?
No.
I think he's letting his wife do all the work.
Yes. She flew to an old gate and picked pieces of grey
lichen.
Those she shook.
Stuck
on to the outside of the nest with cobwebs. Now the nest could
scarcely
be seen. Each day the little hen Chaffinch laid in an egg. They were resting.
Greyish blue spotted
little brown.
With brown.
When she had fine eggs, she began to sit on them. For 12 days, baby birds grew inside the eggshells. Hatching day came. Mother Chaffinch could
hear
tapping inside the shells. The baby birds were trying to get out. She pecked
gently.
Gently to help them. Sing while
you can.
You can, Pink. She's called. After today, we shall to be busy feeding these babies. They will soon grow up, she said. He said, those babies were always ready for food. They grow fast and in a